Welcome to the Rudick Report. Today is Thursday, March 9, 2023. As the United States draws closer to a debt default, President Biden and Republicans aren't negotiating. While Biden continues his rant that the debt ceiling is non-negotiable, the Republicans are preparing emergency measures. Republican lawmakers on the House Ways and Means Committee are scheduled to meet today to discuss debt prioritization, in which the government would prioritize debt obligations over others should the United States default on its debt. Known as the Default Prevention Act, the government would be able to continue borrowing money to cover existing obligations, ensuring federal benefits like Social Security continue to be paid. So the fear-mongering around the notion that Social Security or Medicare would not be paid are just nonsense, pushed by the far Democrat left. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, arguably the worst Treasury Secretary in the history of the United States, has previously slammed the idea of debt prioritization, saying that a failure on the part of the United States to meet any obligation, whether it's to debt holders, members of our military, or to Social Security recipients, is effectively a default. I will also say that Treasury systems have all been built to pay our bills, to pay all of our bills when they are due and on time, and not to prioritize one form of spending over another, she said. But again, her statement is nonsense, as it alludes to the fact that no payments would be made to Social Security. And that is an outright lie. She continued to say that the United States is facing yet another debt ceiling crisis, as the country is just months away from being unable to pay off the spending it's already authorized. If the debt ceiling is not raised, it could be financially catastrophic, Yellen has said. This economic catastrophe is preventable. The solution is simple. Congress must vote to raise or suspend the debt limit, Yellen said in February. It should do so without conditions, and it should not wait until the last minute. I believe it is a basic responsibility of our nation's leaders to get this done. Again, this logic is seriously flawed. Just compare what she is saying to your own financial house. Let's say you have $10,000 in debt, and more bills keep coming in, but you have no money to pay them. Does it make sense to take on more debt to pay off the debt you have already incurred? Does it make sense to keep adding more and more debt? Well, likewise, our country is drowning in debt, and the solution these idiots want to do is just raise the debt ceiling. Can you simply raise your personal debt ceiling? No, and why? Because the banks and your creditors won't extend you any more credit, because they know you will default. Our country would have already defaulted if we did not have the ability to simply print more money. We are a fiscally irresponsible country, and the idea that we should just simply raise the debt ceiling repeatedly without any regard is criminal. Where do people think this money comes from? It's not just free money. The country will be forced to raise taxes across the board so that we can continue to pay our debts. Our country is essentially bankrupt. We are living in a dream world with an artificially inflated economy. I hope this is not just good cop, bad cop game, and at the 11th hour they will say that through deep negotiations they came to a bipartisan agreement for the sake of our country, because that would be total bullshit. Our country needs to stop spending money, stop sending money overseas while ignoring our own citizens, and they need to cut social programs, because the abuse is monumental, and these politicians are the direct recipients of the debt ceiling increases. They will continue the scare tactics to frighten everyone with job losses, etc. But let's be real here. Aside from their definitions, we are already in a recession, and the job losses are continuing anyway. Moody Analytics has already started the fear campaign, saying that even a very short default would mean 1 million jobs lost and send the U.S. into a recession at the end of the year. A prolonged breach would mean 7 million jobs lost, and stock prices tanking, wiping out $10 trillion in household wealth. I got news for you. This is happening anyway, and it needs to. The economy needs to adjust, and the winners and losers need to be sorted out. Otherwise, if we follow the socialists and their government, then we have bigger debt, bigger government, and that would mean that the true economy for our country would be artificially inflated to unsustainable levels. Something that other countries already are warning of, hence their desire to move away from the dollar. While President Joe Biden is expected to unveil his federal budget in Philadelphia today, Democrats are still waiting for Republican lawmakers to release their formal plans to raise the debt ceiling. They have floated various spending cut ideas that could support a potential debt limit deal, but nothing has been finalized as the deadline looms closer and closer. McCarthy has said he wants to continue negotiating with Biden over the debt ceiling, but the president has insisted it's not a matter to negotiate. My sincere hope is that the Republicans cut and cut big time, but with both sides addicted to this free money, it is likely they will ultimately raise the ceiling and sell us and our children and our children's children into financial slavery. If you found value in this report, please like and subscribe, and if you are able, please visit my affiliate links to support this channel. Your help is greatly appreciated. Until next time, this is the Rudick Report.